There is a battle going on in New York State's Finger Lakes District between energy companies and local community activists over the region's resources. The Finger Lakes sits directly on top of the Marcellus Rock, a shale formation that holds plentiful amounts of natural gas. The only way to extract the natural gas is through hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Energy companies are targeting the Finger Lakes for natural gas transport and storage permits. They want to use the salt caverns beneath Seneca Lake to store the natural gas. In northeastern Pennsylvania, natural gas companies already have drilling permits. But in New York State, regulatory agencies are being more cautious in awarding permits for transport and permits for storage. William Oweleen from the Finger Lakes Wine Business Coalition is opposed to the use of salt caverns for storage.
Salt caverns represent only 7% of the underground storage solutions in America for fracked gas. However, they're accountable for 100% of the accidents since 1972.
Oweleen sees the nearly $1 billion investment that Con Edison has made in Crestwood Midstream as not only risky to the residents of the region, but also risky to Con Edison's shareholders due to Crestwood's recent history of industrial storage accidents in other states. But above all else, he says that this massive investment in expanding natural gas storage underneath Seneca Lake poses serious geological and economic risks to the region.
This is a patently unsafe project that Con Edison willingly or unwillingly is becoming a part of. They've decided to invest nearly $1 billion in Crestwood Midstream to take them off the financial ropes and help them to expand frack gas stored underground. These salt caverns are seismically active, they're unstable. A 400,000 ton rock had fallen from one of the cavern roofs. Crestwood denies that that is knowledge that they contain. So the people of the Finger Lakes have traveled to Manhattan to alert our friends, our fellow New Yorkers. This is a deal they should not be conned by.
We are Seneca Lake and Gas Free Seneca, two local organizations in central New York, are very concerned about the risk profile of investing in fracked gas infrastructure, which is both pipelines and storage.
Con Edison shareholder James Dennis drew the ire of Con Edison CEO John McAvoy at the shareholders meeting for raising concerns.
In particular, I mentioned gas storage at Seneca Lake, which is in old salt caverns, which were never designed for storage. Some of them have been converted to gas storage. And we don't know if it's actually leaking, but we do know there's a history of ceiling collapses. And a previous company that stored propane there picked up and left in 1984. We think the reasons they did that was the structural instability of the salt formations. The Himrod salt mine 12 miles to the north closed down after 4 years. They had ceiling collapses. One of their employees was killed. So there's a history of unstable salt formation in this part of New York.
Dennis says Con Edison is potentially entering a legal gray area by entering into a partnership with Crestwood Midstream.
After deregulation, it's actually not legal for a supplier, you know, a distributor of energy in New York State to own, to be a producer. So it's my understanding that Con Ed does not own any energy production facilities, and that it could be that they are on legally sort of in a gray area by owning gas storage facilities because, you know, gas storage is often right next to the production wells and that sort of thing. But so I think probably the answer is they aren't physically invested in natural gas production, but by putting $1 billion into transportation of fracked gas from Pennsylvania, you know, they are investing in the fossil fuel industry, which is clearly, you know, Hurricane Sandy was a clear indication that New York City in particular is very, very vulnerable to climate change. One of the things I mentioned in my 8 minutes was that never once did I hear Mr. McAvoy use or refer to climate change. It's not on his radar yet, and it needs to be.
Even though hydraulic fracking was banned in January 2015 by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the federal government has jurisdiction over energy pipeline storage and transportation infrastructure, not the states. Activist and Emmy Award-winning actor James Cromwell emphasized that proposed projects by natural gas companies to obtain licenses in New York State are all connected. He says that the supply chain of storing fracked gas from Pennsylvania fit within a bigger web of corporations and states partnering to sell fracked gas on the international market, where the profits from shale gas are much higher than here at home.
The project poses the same danger as all the projects, hydrofracking projects, pose to the communities that they're located in. because the gas is inherently dangerous. It is not safe. It is not good for people's health. And it is ubiquitous because it's not only, it arises out of the fracking fields in Pennsylvania, but there is leakage and there is potential danger and risk over the entire process, sending the gas through the pipelines and the metering stations and the compressor stations to the power plants. Now, the interesting thing is the storage area in Seneca Lake is to hold the gas that they need to supply the CPV power plant where I live in Orange County in Wayweyanda. And so all of these projects are connected. The idea, of course, is to get fracked gas up to Canada where it can be liquefied and sent abroad where they can get six times the amount for it that they get on the local market. But they couldn't sell that to the people of New York any more than they can sell this to the people of America. So they say it's about power independence, but it's not power independence. Just like the oil that would have come down from the tar sands region through the middle of America to a refinery in Texas, the products, the end products, were going to be sold on the international market. So we take all the risk and we get none of the benefit.
Cromwell, who is a resident in Orange County, believes that the decisions to award state and federal permits to frack, store, and transport shale gas are all linked to the greater issue of climate change. Zach Murphy, WBAI News, New York.